racing to the first tee, knowing what fun it will be. Soon the starter will call me to the first tee.
Well, it's all happening overseas at this time of year, Jay, but that hasn't slowed down Justin Thomas. Welcome to the Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, with Jay Randolph Jr., better known as STL Golf Geek, and myself, Bob Bupka, round up the biggest stories every week in the world of professional golf. All I know, Jay, is the hottest golfer on the planet right now. His name is Justin Thomas. He's taking some well-earned rest after another victory, as he just won the CJ Cup at Nine Bridges in South Korea. What do we say about this young man?
Well, I think, you know, we've got to be careful. We kind of got, you know, Jordan Spieth did this to us. Jason Day did it to us. Dustin Johnson, I think you could still argue, might be the best player overall. But what we're seeing from Justin Thomas is phenomenal, Bob, and he's a very confident young man. He, I think, has probably learned a little bit from his buddy Jordan Spieth. This next 6 months will be very interesting to see how he plots his schedule. But this was a huge win over in South Korea, and maybe not having his best stuff on the final day. He just found a way to get in the playoff and get it done, and hats off to Justin Thomas.
Well, you bring up a good point there, Jay. Dustin Johnson and Jordan Spieth, they're ahead of him in the world rankings at 1 and 2, Thomas being 3. But right now, I mean, if somebody were to ask me who's the best player playing professional golf, I mean, I got to say the name Justin Thomas.
Absolutely. You have to. But I think, you know, we're in a new era in this game. We've seen Jordan Spieth be the best player. We saw Dustin Johnson be the best player. Then you've got guys that are trying to take that next step, like Ricky Fowler and Hideki Matsuyama and others. I mean, we've got so many good players that I think year in, year out, or maybe every 6 months, we're going to say, is this guy the best player in the world right now? And the question's going to be 5, 10, 15 years from now, Bob, out of this group of players, which one will be known as the best? And I think for golf fans, that's a whole lot to look forward to.
You know, it's amazing to me, Jay, and I need your input on this, buddy. Before Jordan Spieth went off and accomplished what he did, taking the golf world by storm, winning the Masters, winning the U.S. Open in the same year, prior to all of that, when people were analyzing good young players, it was often heard that Justin Thomas had more ability to play the game than Jordan Spieth.
I've told you before about Walker Cup captain Jim Holtgreave, who's from my hometown. He was a 2-time Walker Cup captain. He captained both Spieth and Justin Thomas. And he walked away from the experience telling everybody, yeah, Spieth's amazing and he's phenomenal, but something about this Justin Thomas. And so while we're seeing it now, You wonder how long a stretch he can go. I mean, will he be the favorite come Augusta? There's still so much golf to be played. But right now, I think you and I both concur that he's the best player going at this moment.
Well, let's just take a look at the last 10 weeks, Jay. Wins the PGA Championship, won Dell Technologies, won the FedEx Cup, played a dominant role in the President's Cup, and now wins in Korea, as we said, the CJ Cup at Nine Bridges. There's a couple of elements that I want to bring into focus right here, Jay. When I look at Justin Thomas, I look at his man on the bag, and we've talked about him in the past. Jimmy Johnson certainly has to be regarded as one of the best caddies, if not the best caddy out there right now. And number two, the unknown element, Justin Thomas's dad, Mike, a golf professional. Justin Thomas, was almost like born into this. I mean, had the talent. The only teacher he's had is his father, Mike. I think that, you know, that goes a long way when, you know, your entire household growing up is all about golf.
Well, you understand it, and you've been learning from a young age about what it's all about to be a professional golfer and a golf professional, because they are two different things, as you well know. We have a lot of friends that are in the PGA of America that, frankly, can't break 80, but they work just as hard and as diligently to make the game of golf better. But when you're talking about a golfing professional, you're talking about a guy that's making his living playing golf. He's got both sides. I think that's right. And the other thing that is very similar to he and Jordan Spieth is they seem to be mature beyond their actual years. And that's coming from the parenting, their teachers, not just their teachers on the golf course, but their teachers, their background. And that's what is so bright about both of them. Both of them seem to have, in this day and age where the majority of athletes are either in the police blotter or they're, you know, somewhere where something's going on, or they're taking a knee or not taking a knee or protesting this or not. It's pretty nice to have two young kids like this that are supportive of each other, as we saw at the PGA Championship, and seem to feed off each other in competition.
And, Jay, here's the thing that's blowing me away. The last seven times he's had the 54-hole lead, five of those times he's went on to a sounding victory. I mean, that's pretty good percentage.
Well, and for a young player, too. I mean, you know, we've talked over and over on the show, Bob, about the difference in the mentality of these younger guys as opposed to 20 or 30 years ago when guys just wanted to get in contention. Now, they don't want to get in contention. They want the trophy. And I'm never going to forget the fact that he called the $10 million bonus that he got for winning this year's FedEx Cup a cushion. I mean, you know, he's never worried about money. He's not playing for money. He's playing for trophies. And by goodness, he's playing pretty well. And that's fantastic. And in the 2016-2017, there were 28 wins, Bob, by 19 different players in their 20s. Now, that's a staggering statistic as well.
That really is. I mean, getting back to that cushion of Justin Thomas, you know, there's two things about money. People sometimes worry because they have too much. And then guys like you and I, we never had money, but we never let it be a problem. We just went on doing what we do, and we're lucky enough each and every week to talk to our listeners of the Grill Room and have fun. You know, money gets blown away, but boy, oh boy, at 23, 24 years old, if you can say that $10 million is a cushion, you're sleeping on a pretty big cushion.
Yeah, I hope to tell you. But, you know, that's the day and age it is, and that's the mentality. This kid was winning junior golf tournaments at 12 and 13, and then he went to the AJGA, and he started winning and played well here and there, and he's used to winning. That's the thing that also happens with these younger players. And the question, I think now, Bob, is as we start to kind of finish the wraparound season and we won't see him that much, he will be playing Tiger's event down in the Bahamas at the Hero World Challenge. But does this momentum that he has had for the last half of this year translate into next year? And like I said, I mean, are we going to be talking about somebody else the week going into Augusta as the favorite, or as we would be talking right now, it's Justin Thomas?
Well, you did mention the fact that Justin Thomas is going to be playing in Tiger's event, the Hero World Challenge, in December down in the Bahamas. And got to ask this question. You planning on going down there for the Grill Room?
I would love to go down for the Grill Room, but as you mentioned earlier, our financial situation isn't quite the same as Justin Thomas's, so I'll be probably watching and enjoying from the couch while it's snowing at Normandy Golf Club.
And I just hope you have a nice cushion underneath you while you're watching that. Hey, by the way, Jay, what has the Masters champion been up to? Well, he just won at Valderrama, one of my favorite golf courses on the planet, and it was an event hosted by Sergio Garcia Foundation. He wins by one. Not an easy thing to do when you're the host of an event. I know we got spoiled. Tiger used to do it like chopping sticks, but a nice win for Sergio. We also got to learn that he's going to be a dad pretty soon, and that's got to be a big moment. And you know what we should do right now, Jay? Why don't we listen to Sergio's reaction?
It's been an amazing year, and to win here at Valderrama at our tournament, it's very special. So really excited about it. It's difficult to describe what it means to win at home and to win at your favorite golf course here at Valderrama for me. But it was a hard day. I played very well, but Joe's, played unbelievable and never let me get away with it or anything like that. So, a big clap for him too.
And once again, the Grow Room would like to wish Sergio and his wife Angela the very best as they try and bring another human being into this world. I can only imagine what an outstanding child that's going to be, whether it be male or female. Wishing them the best. Speaking of the best, what about Bernhard Langer? He clinched the Schwab Cup points race in dramatic style on Sunday. Watching this guy, it's just incredible to see. Scott Verplank sitting there thinking at worst, maybe he's going to get into a playoff. Bernhard Langer, eagle, last hole, another win by Bernhard. 60 years old, no end in sight.
It's amazing. I don't think it gets enough recognition, frankly. You and I have talked about, the status of the Champions Tour and that it's not the same as it was in the early to mid 80s. But, this guy is unbelievable. I think what Hale Irwin did when he got over the age of 50 and Bernhard has just completely surpassed it. And as we've talked about, if he was an even better putter, which he could be, who knows what his regular tour career would have been. His sixth Charles Schwab Cup title. There is no end in sight. We keep talking about the new players turning 50, but Bob, it seemingly doesn't seem to matter. As I've said before, two things always that stand out to me about Bernhard. He is a man of great faith, and he has kept his body in pristine condition, and he doesn't miss a beat. Congratulations to the Red Baron.
And the third thing I'd like to add, and certainly those two things that you mentioned, very notable, but he works hard at his trade. He takes nothing for granted. He might practice harder than anybody on the Champions Tour. And when you think that the guy that's winning the most out there, so he has the most talent, and then he's working harder than everybody else, that's a pretty good combination. Looking at that top five in the Schwab Cup standings, we love seeing Kenny Perry. He's currently in third place, playing the vertical groove driver without compensation. To me, that's really, really incredible. Keep up the work. Good work, Kenny. We know you have a little inside edge with that vertical groove driver.
Well, and in our new groove update, Vertical Grooves Golf's Rocco Mediate had to share the first round before falling away. Long John Daly had to pull out with an injury. But as you said, Bob, Kenny Perry is just having a tremendous season, and you can kind of tie it to his using the vertical groove driver. Third, presently in the Charles Schwab Cup point standings, and our current United States Senior Open champion, and there in the October 8th edition of World's Best Golf Destinations in their Golf Gear We Love feature, they picked and highlighted 10 favorite golf items, one per category. And my driver and your driver, the vertical groove driver, is featured. It is the real deal. When a guy puts a driver in his bag, like Kenny Perry, and is not getting 1,500, 5,000, whatever it is a week these guys get nowadays.
It also says something, and you're too modest to mention, but a little earlier in the year, you had a very nice run through a match play tournament. Recently had put that vertical groove driver in the bag, said to me that it certainly has made a world of difference.
And, Bob, I want to remind our listeners, they can check it out for themselves at worldsbestgolfdestinations.com, where they explore the world one golf course at a time.
Jay, let's go back to the European Tour for a minute. We're not going to spend a lot of time on this right now, but they are making an attempt, and there's going to be an event played next June where they're going to be putting a shot clock into effect, trying to get play to take a little less time out on the golf course. I mean, you have firsthand experience at Normandy, one of the great golf courses in this country. And when you don't have speedy play out there, it kind of ruins the day for everybody that's out there.
No, Bob, it's brutal, and it only takes one group or one player in a group to really slow down the whole golf course, and it's something that we fight. I don't know that I necessarily agree with the shot clock theory for the tour, the European Tour. I think it'll be very interesting to see how that event works, how the players respond, how often, if they actually do give a penalty. Apparently a player's going to have for about 40 seconds to play their shot once they reach it. I don't know. I don't know that it would ever work on the PGA Tour, but you know what? At least they're trying something, and maybe it'll get in some guy's mind if they're watching it next June. Hey, let's play ready golf. Let's play a little quicker because something's got to be done. Nothing drives me crazier than on a Saturday when some guy walks. And the other thing that people have to accept, Bob, is if you go out and play it Saturday on a 9:30 at a golf course that's been open since 6:30 and has players out there, it's going to take you 4.5 to 5 hours minimum. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, just play a little better. Put a vertical groove driver in your bag. You won't mind the little additional time because you'll be out driving everybody in your group. And as you know by now, the Groove Room is brought to you by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf. So just what is a vertical groove driver? Well, as the name suggests, the grooves on the club face go vertical, up and down, not horizontal or sideways, as is the tradition. This USGA-approved club face simply does two things. Lets you hit the ball straighter because the vertical grooves keep the ball from going as far sideways as might otherwise happen. And if the ball isn't going sideways, then it'll be going straighter and longer. Try it out for yourself. All you have to do is just go to vertgolf.com to place your custom-made order today. That is VERTGOLF.com. By the way, we know that vertical groove driver will now be available in South Korea and South Africa, as well as Great Britain and Europe. It is truly a global brand.
You're listening to The Groove Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf. There's a lot of ways to hear the podcast of the show or the show. It's heard on KTRS, the Big 550 in St. Louis, TalkSport 2, TuneIn, Audio Boom, iTunes, the Armed Forces Radio Network, and Spreaker. And Spreaker has just announced that they are partners with Amazon's Alexa. So now just search for Amazon Skills Spreaker on the Amazon homepage, and once you've enabled, you'll join the 20 million Alexa and Alexa Dot users like me who listen to The Groove Room by just asking Alexa.
Wonder what kind of handicap Alexa has. I don't even understand what you're talking about, Jay.
Bob, I'm not exactly sure myself, but I have one of these Alexa Dots. And as I mentioned, you activate at the Amazon homepage, and I can say into this little circular dot Alexa, Alexa, go to Spreaker, Amazon Skills Spreaker. It goes to Spreaker. It logs in, and then all I got to do is just say into a little thing, Bob, Alexa, play the Grill Room Golf Show with the voice of golf, Bob Bubka, and there we go.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
Well, now you're up to date on what's going on around the world of golf. That's it for this week. You're listening to The Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf.
So on behalf of our executive producer, Janice Self, Jay Randolph Jr., and myself, Bob Bupka, a big thank you for being part of our Grill Room family. Please follow us on Twitter at TGR Golf. Of course, you can like us and follow us on Facebook and on Instagram at The Grill Room Golf Show.
Thanks for spending some time in The Grill Room. No need to leave a tip. Just come back again next week. The Grill Room.